This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden is threatening to triple U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from China. Biden says his trade representative is currently investigating whether China's practices are undermining competition. The president made the remarks to a group of steelworkers in Pittsburgh Wednesday as part of his three-day swing through Pennsylvania.
We know that Chinese steel and aluminum are being imported in America through Mexico that avoids the tariff. And just yesterday, I had a delegation down in Mexico meeting with AMLO, the Mexican president, to address this issue. Mexico and the United States are going to work together to solve it. I promise you. I promise you.
Biden says the U.S. has revitalized its trade partnerships with several Pacific Island nations in search of fair competition in the region. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson has introduced a proposal that calls for additional aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, despite opposition from hard-right Republicans. NPR's Deirdre Walsh has the latest.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is moving forward with a series of separate funding bills for key U.S. allies. Ukraine will receive roughly $60 billion, Israel about $26 billion, and Taiwan gets $8 billion to counter Chinese aggression. The package mirrors a Senate bill approved 2 months ago, but the Speaker decided to move the pieces individually to get around GOP divisions on Ukraine. The Speaker also added votes on border security and a national security bill. But it's unclear if some conservatives opposed to the package will try to block the bills from even getting votes on the House floor. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, the Capitol.
The foreign ministers of China and Indonesia emerged from a meeting in Jakarta to call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. China's foreign minister Wang Yi says he blames the United States for stalling ceasefire resolutions before the UN. Indonesia is calling for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Haiti's de facto government has officially named the members of a transitional council. As NPR's Ada Peralta reports, it is now up to that council to appoint a new prime minister.
The members of the council include representatives of political parties and civil society organizations. Last month, in an effort to reel Haiti back from the brink, Haiti's de facto prime minister cut a deal with the international community. He agreed to step down once a new transitional council had named his successor. But the process has been repeatedly delayed by politicians, business groups, and other leaders who want to make sure they retain some power under a new government. The official announcement also comes with caveats. The announcement says some of the council members have not yet been vetted, and if they fail to provide some of the required documents, they will, quote, be forced to resign. Meanwhile, most of Haiti's capital is still under the control of gangs. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News. Senate Democrats have defeated an attempt by House Republicans to oust the head of Homeland Security. Alejandro Mayorkas faced two articles of impeachment, alleging willful and systemic refusal to comply with immigration law and breach of public trust. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republican allegations against Mayorkas failed to meet the standard for high crimes and misdemeanors. German authorities are detaining two men accused of spying for Russia. The suspects, both German-Russian nationals, were arrested Wednesday in Bavaria. They are suspected of gathering information for possible sabotage of U.S. targets, including a Bavarian base where Ukrainian soldiers are currently undergoing training. The youngest sons of John Lennon and Paul McCartney have co-written an original single. It's called Primrose Hill. NPR's Netta Ulaby has more.
It's a very Beatles-esque title.
We laid on Primrose Hill, didn't know it still.
The song is by James McCartney, with co-writing credit to Sean Ono Lennon, who's had a longer career as a musician. McCartney's famous father promoted the song on social media, but Primrose Hill has not overperformed on Spotify. In spite of what you could call a Nepo baby boost, Primrose Hill has received fewer than 40,000 listens in the 5 days since its release. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
On Asia-Pacific market, shares closed higher today, up 2% in South Korea, up nearly 1% in Hong Kong. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.